Yeshaya, Perik Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin, Unishma Savi Mori, Pesdovan Ben Avraham Nata. So we are in the middle of the terrible Masa Bavel, the terrible prophecy against Bavel, and now the foreigners, Rabbi Hirsch says, beautiful phrasing again, Babylon's glitter and economic power attracted many newcomers to the indigenous population. They are now among the first to abandon their comfortable life in the city, to seek refuge in their own homeland, and many are killed on the road to safety. A similar fate befalls those who do not want to leave their possessions behind and perish in the ensuing bloodbath. Nebuch, we had an extended relative. Our family left Europe long before the Shoah, long before the Churban Europa, but there was an uncle, cousin, removed somewhere in Poland in 1936. And my grandparents got married, and they went on a tour of Europe, and they went to visit him. And from family lore, they urged cousin Max to get out. But he had a beautiful house, and he had a good life, and he had a good business. And he didn't see why he should leave. Staying behind can be a very bad mistake. Tazayin va'olalehem yurutashu le'inehem. Their babies will be dashed, will be smashed before their eyes. So they're going to suffer the ultimate in pain, the way they did with King Tzidkiyahu, where Nebuchadnezzar, the terribly cruel monarch, said, do you want to die first or do you want your sons to die first? And he said, kill me before my sons. And so instead, they killed his sons before his eyes and then tore his eyes out. So the last thing he ever saw was the death of his own children. So this is a cruel fate, truly achzari, like we said before. Yishasu batehem. Their houses will be pillaged. Depending on who you're talking to, is it a worse fate to have their infants killed and smashed before their eyes or their homes plundered? Uneshehem tishochavna. And again, it's a kriyuksiv. The Torah uses the same thing. Their wives, their women will be raped right before them in their presence, and then they themselves will be killed. Now, normally, conquering nations don't do this. They take captured children, sell them into slavery for money. But remember, we said a few psukim ago that these conquering nations have no need or desire for the extra money that they could make. Yuzayin hinani me'ir aleihem esmodai. Behold, I stir up me'ir la'ur with an ayin. Modai, media, against them. Aleihem, against them. Asher kesev lo yachshovu. As we said a minute ago. So we repeat that concept. To them, silver is nothing of chashuv, nothing to be thought of, nothing consequential. Vizav lo yachpatsuvo. And they have no wish for gold. Their only desire is to destroy Babylon. They led the campaign against Babel. So Daryavesh, Darius the Mede, is the first one to rule after the destruction of Babel. And only then will Koresh of Persia succeed him. Yilches, ukishasos na'arim tiratashna. And the bows, keshes, will again dash or smash youths, young men. Ufriveten lo yurachemu. And even on the newborn, they will not have mercy. Albanim lo sachus einam. On sons, on children, their eyes will not look with pity. They'll massacre everyone, these cruel people from Madai. Young boys, children, babies, even those still in the womb, they'll make them targets for their bows, smashing them with arrows. The Medrash says they even made the children into arrows, shooting, you know, maybe in a catapult. Just inventing new tortures for children. Presumably the racial or ethnic superiority that the Medes felt allowed them to treat the Babylonians as being subhuman. Now remember, Babel does the same thing during the Churban, during the siege of Yerushalayim. You get what you get. Yates, v'haysa Babel tzvi mamlochos, and Babel, the tzvi, the beauty, the deer, the gorgeousness of all of the kingdoms, of all the empires, the hanging gardens of Babylon, tiferes, gaon kastim, the glory of the pride of the Chaldeans, of the Kastim. Kama pechas Elokim, es Sodom ve'Amora. It'll be like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu overturned Sodom ve'Amora. There'll be so little left of them. The envied of places will come and swiftly to an end, just like Sodom is also the implication. Sodom was destroyed immediately, and the capital city will be razed, R-A-Z-E-D, by an earthquake after the Medians conquer it. Lo se shev, pasuk chav, lo netzach. It will not be inhabited forevermore. Think about the deserts of Iraq and how far they are from everywhere these days. Lo sishkon ador vador. And they will not be dwelled in for all generations, for all times. Velo yahel sham aravi. Even the Bedouins will not pitch their tents there. Yahel, ohel. Veroim lo yarbitzu sham. The shepherds will not rest their flocks there. Chavala verovtsu sham tsiim. Only desert beasts will come to rest there. Tsiim. Timon heim nimoyos, says Rashi. Hyenas? I'm not sure. Umalu vatehem ochim. And their houses, these fine houses that were so full, will be filled with owls. A lonesome sight of an abandoned home. Bishachnu sham benos ya'ana. Ostriches will live there. Shachain will be the neighbors. Usi'irim yirakdu sham. And si'irim, interesting word. Normally goats. Some say satyrs. Goat-footed creatures. Demon-like creatures, says the Me'am Lois. Rabbi Hirsch is more practical. He says wild goats. But either way, I mean, it's just an abandoned area. And finally, finishing the parak. Chavez va'ana iyim be'almenosav. Cats will dwell in his palaces. Ana, interesting phrase. Dwell, but also meowing and crying out. Just an amazing image of an abandoned, ruined city. V'karav lavo ita. V'yameha lo yimoshechu. Her time is soon coming. Soon coming. Babel's triumph hasn't even come yet. But her time will come soon. V'yameha lo yimoshechu. And her days will not be drawn out. 70 years after the destruction of Yehuda and the Churban Beis HaMikdash, immediately they were going to be in this kind of wreckage and ruin. They were given greatness by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish the Jews, because Hashem only hands the Jews over to great nations to be punished. But once the Jews are destroyed, and we're going to say in the next Pasuk in Yudalad, Yerachem Hashem es Yaakov, that Hashem's mercy will be given to Yaakov again, then there's no purpose for Babel, and so out they go. So the Babylonian richness, the Babylonian eminence, the times at which Babel had grandeur, Babylon will become a shell of his erstwhile grandeur, says Rabbi Hirsch. There's nothing left of them. And they're warned about this, and Yeshaya gives them a warning, but they're not listening.